It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
14 minutes after 2, it's time for us now to enter our daily focus discourse with Dr. Tumba Lamoto. Good afternoon to you, Doctor. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, we are continuing from where we left off, and today we're debunking the stigma in faith communities. And remember, we're talking about mental health and faith, particularly for those who may be feeling down, perhaps, or depressed or anxious. Too often, these struggles are seen as signs of spiritual weakness, but struggling with mental health isn't a reflection of weak faith, I'm hoping. It's a human reality, and so we're going to be debunking the stigma that mental health challenges mean someone is, well, not faithful enough. And that's why we have Dr. Tumba Lamoto, who's going to be helping us understand. Dr. Tumba Lamoto, how does stigma around mental health exist in Christian communities, and where does it come from, really?
This comes from, I would say, mostly because of not having enough information about mental health. Other people take it as they take it as maybe a weakness. Some people take it as a disfavor from God. And then when you have these views, anyone who has got these issues, you feel like he is weak or he is not faithful to God. So those misconceptions create this stigma. And then those who are suffering, they say, if I expose myself, I show a sign of weakness, and then it's better to keep it quiet. And that promotes the stigma. So it's mostly coming because of not having enough knowledge about mental health.
And you know, the stigma situation, Mfundis, leads some Christians to feeling guilty and ashamed of their health, and they don't end up going seeking for some help. What would you say to stop this? What is causing this sense of guilt and shame? If it's a normal human function, what is causing it? Why? Why are people feeling guilty and ashamed about seeking help for mental health issues?
So the community, including the Christian community, we are silent about this. We don't talk about it. And it is as if it does not exist. So that promotes anyone who is different. It's like, if I expose myself, then I will, like, deviate from the norm of the community. So we would rather keep that thing to themselves. So as a Christian community, and even the community at large, we need to accept that mental health or mental issues are real. It's like any kind of sickness. This should be known. We should be able to explain this to many people, so that if it happens with any one of us, we can easily say, hey, guys, here I am. I'm struggling with this issue. And when you come out early, the chances of finding help are very high than when you come out later.
So what do we do, Mfundis? What do we do to break the association between mental health struggles and spiritual weakness? We have to break this. How do we do it?
So I would say that we as the leaders, we need to accept this, that this thing is there. And as such, like me as a pastor, I need to create some Sabbath or some days where we can just look at the mental health. It could come through my sermons. It would also come through the outreach services, where we would just go out to say, today we are talking about mental health and how it affects us as a community of believers, as well as it affects the entire community. So we have to expose these issues in the community.
Yeah. So what role can faith play in supporting individuals facing mental illness?
So faith is very crucial and it's very important. Faith helps you to have hope in that though I'm suffering from this sickness or this ailment, one day I'll get better. Mm. So faith helps you to carry out that hope in you. And it also has a component of connecting you to some other faith believing people or faith people who have got they are connected to caring organizations or perhaps where you can find the needed help. Mm. So the faith aspect helps you to connect to places where you can find help, and in most cases you find that the challenge that you have can find treatment and you can still carry on with your faith.
Yeah.
So it is important that we have faith in our struggle, that not everything is lost. Yes, we are struggling, but at some point we need to have hope that you can find the cure.
Yeah. And how can churches themselves actively work to break down this stigma around mental health?
So the churches should really accept that this is a challenge that we have.
Right.
And because this is our challenge, then we need to talk openly about mental issues.
Right.
To our congregants, to our young people, to the our society, the community around us. We need to talk about these things.
Right.
Not just when they are there, even when they are not there, so that we should be aware that this thing is a challenge in our midst. And by doing that, then we will definitely help many people. We'll equip people to handle it if it comes to their doorsteps. We'll also help those who are struggling.
Right. Hey. Yeah, it's a situation and it needs attention. And that's, I suppose, why we're doing it this week. Dr. Tumba Lamoto, thank you very much for your time and your insights. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.